How on earth do you cover YouTube in 3 minutes? Well, I guess the place to start is that when folks visit YouTube, they're usually doing so just to watch a video. They're using it as a sort of broadcast on demand channel or somewhere to flip through and find things that interest them. But YouTube is so much more than that, and there's an awful lot of tools that you can use to leverage the potential that it offers to your own advantage or to that of your students. Of course, it's a channel through which you can broadcast, so you can post data to YouTube. So if you've got videos that you want to share with other people, and it might be you want to share within your school or within your class, it could be videos that you want to use as publicity material and good practice that you want to share with parents or colleagues or students. But they can't, there's no reason at all why they can't also be interactive. So we can use the videos that are posted to solicit peer feedback. Now, if you've ever wandered around YouTube, you'll know that that can sometimes be fraught with danger because you can get trolling and things like that. But it's a matter of managing these the posts that you make carefully, and thinking about the way that you can reduce the possibility of those kinds of things happening. So there's lots of different ways you can do that in terms of the degree of privacy that you allow for the showing of the video, and how and if you allow comments at all. So that's one possibility. But actually, using YouTube as a consumer, is there's a lot of powerful features there that you can also use. So if you happen to have maybe a departmental YouTube channel, you can use that to subscribe to other channels. So in my own area of interest, there's lots of different physics channels from all sorts of different places, like some of the public broadcasters, places like universities and so forth. And subscribing to those channels means that you can have a sort of constant stream of new video material coming in into your channel and see that as it appears. You can also favorite things. So if there are any specific videos that are really useful, stick them in your favorites just by clicking on a button. And similarly, you can subscribe, as I said, you can subscribe to channel, but you can also produce playlists. So if there are some specific videos which are useful for a particular topic that you want to string together for your students, rather than providing a series of separate links each to each of the videos, put them into a playlist and then the students can watch them one after the other. And they're all kept together in that way. That's just a quick overview, but there's lots